Let's say you ride your bicycle downtown and stop for a cup of coffee and you come out and it's gone. You are sure you locked it with your trusty U-shaped black steel device made by the Kryptonite Company. And now you learn, through the news and on the internet by way of videos there, that certain Kryptonite U-locks can be opened with a ballpoint pen. Just insert the hollow plastic shaft into the cylinder of the lock and pop, there goes your bike. After a couple of days of corporate consideration, Kryptonite is now offering concerned customers a free exchange. For a professional's opinion of all this, we turn to Sheba Farron, a bike messenger on the streets of Washington, D.C. Where are you now in D.C.?
I'm at the Calvert Street Bridge off of Connecticut Avenue in Northwest.
So you're on the job today?
I am.
So you've stopped your bike so you can talk to us. What kind of lock do you have with you at the moment?
At the moment, I have my brand new lock. It's an OnGuard lock. It's very similar in design to the Kryptonite lock that I've had for years, but it has a different key system.
That's the one that has a flat key system as opposed to the cylindrical one, right?
Exactly.
You had a Kryptonite lock?
I have owned nothing but Kryptonite locks in my 14 years as a messenger.
And have you ever lost one, a bike, I mean?
I never have.
So that lock's been working pretty well for you.
It has. I think that the majority of people weren't aware of the problem with the key. I was telling someone yesterday, I think if it was the kind of thing I thought about, it would be pretty easy to figure out, because there's the key to the Kryptonite lock is very basic. It's just a cylinder, and then it has a little nub on it somewhere. And years after that nub would wear off completely and it would just be a cylinder, that key would still work. And we all knew that much.
And now you can go on the internet and actually see how to do this.
Yeah, and you don't need to. Once you've heard how to do it, I've watched people learn. I've watched people teach themselves.
Do you know people who don't lock their bikes?
The typical mistake people make is the lock and lean. And I did do this for years at certain places, where you lock the rear wheel to the frame so that no one could ride away with the bike or even run away with the bike.
But it's not locked to anything.
But it's not locked to anything. And people, okay, there'll be a rash of people running around in vans scooping up those bikes and worrying about the locks later. I had a close call with that one day and decided to never do it again.
Do you ever start out a day and realize you've forgotten your lock and just try to get through it?
It's the classic messenger day disaster when you get to your first stop and you don't have a lock on you. I've begged small store owners and concierges to please let me leave my bike inside until I come back so that I can just get the pickup on board, and then I run home and get my lock before my next stop.
Sheba Farron is co-owner of DC Couriers. She joined us from her messenger route in Washington, D.C. Thank you for pulling over to take time to talk with us.
My pleasure.